Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
But we've seen this before. It's getting to the point that the oligarchs that run our country, who like to be thought of as little d Democrats running a democracy, they don't. They're more like royalty. You can really see that this weekend. As I record this, Donald Trump's about to touch down to tour the storm devastation in Georgia. Her Highness is still out in Las Vegas, and Joe Biden is nowhere to be found. In fact, he couldn't be bothered to come off vacation after the catastrophe in North Carolina. This is East Palestine and Lahaina all over again. How does Trump, who's a candidate, beat them to the 500-mile swath of disaster when they're the president and vice president? I mean, the Chiron I'm looking at right now. Trump's in Georgia and Harris is in D.C. amid Helene disaster. So she gave her statement of concern about Asheville from Las Vegas, 2,000 miles away, then flies into D.C. Folks, they don't care. They care about one thing and one thing only, getting the power to rule over you so they can ultimately shut you up and go back to doing what they like, which has nothing to do with taking care of anybody who's an American. You can see it in everything these two do. Going, particularly for Kamala Harris, going where normal people are and talking to them, caring about what they care about is really, really difficult for Her Highness. And we see evidence of this over and over again. Just 20 minutes on the actual border in 3 years. Did you catch where she went? She did the same thing Joe Biden did. And I predicted this, by the way, on the podcast on Friday. She did the same thing Joe Biden did. Joe Biden needed to go to a segment of the border where there would be no illegals crossing in the background. So where'd he go? Trump wall. She did the same thing this weekend. Stood in front of the Trump wall for 20 minutes. Naturally, there's no illegals there. They've given up. And so there were no illegals to be seen in the background. And then off she went. She couldn't be bothered to speak to the border agents. She talked to two members of management and then she was gone. She was blasted by Art Del Cueto. He is the vice president of the Border Patrol Union.
Look, I stood with President Trump when he actually went to the border, to areas that is, you know, notorious for drug smuggling and human smuggling. He stood there. He spoke to the agents. He's been speaking to the boots on the ground for over 8 years. He's spoken to them, asking what's going on. He stood there for over an hour in over 100-degree heat with victims of families of from illegal aliens. And he spoke to reporters. Thanks. Vice President Harris went down there and she spoke to two members of management. She didn't speak to agents. She spoke to two members of management. And I'm going to tell you, I bet money that even those two members, I feel bad for them because I guarantee you they didn't even want to be there. And she was there for 20 minutes for a photo op. That's all she did. This is just nothing but a complete photo op. That's all it is. It's her Hail Mary before the election.
You know what this is, folks? This is not caring. This isn't failure. This is how royalty governs. This is how oligarchs govern. They do not concern themselves with the affairs of the serfs. Over the weekend, we learned something shocking. A lot of those serfs are going to die or be raped. The sheer number of people convicted of homicide who, listen to this, turn themselves over to Border Patrol at the border. They're totally unafraid. And were released into the country, 13,099. 15,000 convicted of rape or sexual assault, including child rape, turned loose in the country. Again, we had them in custody. They're at the border. And they let them go. Another 15,000 illegal immigrants, by the way. And this, all these stats come from a letter from the director of ICE that was unceremoniously dropped on Her Highness's head on Friday. What you're watching is a rebellion by ICE, by the Border Patrol, who've had to watch this destruction go down, who've had to be the instrument of it at the hands of Biden and Kamala Harris. Anyway, another 15,000 criminals are currently incarcerated, all of them illegal immigrants in the United States of America. Now, understand what this means, okay? Those are the ones who turn themselves in. The 13,000 homicidal maniacs and the 15,000 sex abusers, okay? How many more got away? We know there's at least 1.5 million gotaways. How many more are in that number? This is the woman last week, Kamala Harris, was caught in an old video from 2018. She's in a parade and she sees some people on the sidelines and they're chanting down, down with deportation. She stops walking and she's part of the parade and starts grooving and chanting with them, down, down with deportation. You want to know who she doesn't want to deport? We just got to look at them. They're rapists, they're murderers. Now, let's put that together with what we know about what Kamala and Joe's administration did. Remember the whistleblower from just last week who testified under oath before Congress? Former San Diego chief Border Patrol agent in charge. So we ran the San Diego sector of the border, the largest, by the way, Aaron Heike. And he said he was told by the administration to lie to Congress and Americans about the number of terrorists they've caught on the border.
In San Diego, we had an exponential increase in significant interest aliens. These are aliens with significant ties to terrorism. Prior to this administration, the San Diego sector averaged 10 to 15 SIA arrests per year. Once word was out, the border was far easier to cross. San Diego went to over 100 SIAs in 2022, well over that in 2023, and even more than that registered this year. These are only the ones we caught. At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border.
Folks, how did Biden and Harris think about that? You and I look at it and think disaster. We see death. We see 99 terrorists caught at the border. Remember, we learned this 3 months ago and released by the Biden-Harris administration into the interior of the country. By the way, we still don't know where they are. But how did they think about it? Remember when Joe Biden described this mess as, quote, the greatest migration in all of human history? He went down to Mexico. He was standing next to the Mexican president and Trudeau talking about a borderless North America. And it was as if he believed that, you know, the internet didn't reach down to Mexico. We wouldn't know what he was saying. But this is how they think of it inside the White House. This is what Joe Biden said on the stage. This is from January 2023.
This has been the greatest migration in human history around the world, as well as in this hemisphere.
Now, Kamala Harris's campaign tried to deflect and claim that some of the people on the list came over during the Trump administration, so it doesn't count. But what she's not telling you is this, and I know I covered every day the Trump administration, that the first 18 months to 2 years, border-wise, were really frustrating because the Democrats immediately sued to keep Barack Obama's border policies in place and to keep Trump from changing them. So Trump had some pretty huge flows of people coming over the border in the beginning of his administration, but that wasn't his fault. That was the Democrats' fault because they went cherry-picked liberal judges and got those judges to put stays on all of his immigration actions. When Trump finally was able to get the 98 changes through, immigration, illegal immigration, slowed to a trickle. Yet, incredibly, Kamala Harris had the unmitigated gall to stand there at the border for only 20 minutes. She couldn't take any more than that. And tell us that as your president, she will secure the border.
As your president, I will protect our nation's sovereignty, secure our border, and work to fix our broken system of immigration. And I will partner with Democrats, Republicans, and independents to do it.
What she figures, though, that you don't know is that she and Joe Biden are now flying hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants. Yes, illegal immigrants into the interior and dumping them. Here's Steve Miller, who was an advisor to Donald Trump, describing the situation on Fox News on Friday.
This visit, 4 years late, puts the issue of the border invasion front and center in this campaign. And as President Trump said at his event today, Kamala Harris is now loading up planes with illegal aliens and flying them into the heartland of America. They are taking illegal aliens, flying them over the border, not even counting them in Border Patrol statistics, and depositing them in places like Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, in places like Charleroi, Pennsylvania, Springfield, Ohio, cities across North Carolina. Swing state after swing state, they are dumping illegal aliens by the hundreds of thousands. And some of them, as you've mentioned, are going on to commit heinous crimes. A Venezuelan gang member has just been charged in Prairie du Chien, a small, formerly idyllic town in Wisconsin, with a brutal sexual assault.
See, and that's the catch. Everybody's talking about the cats, the dogs, the geese that they are or are not eating in Springfield, Ohio. But you know what nobody's talking about? Is Springfield a Democrat or Republican area? What about Ohio? Up until recently, Ohio was just a swing state. It was actually a bellwether. It could go either way. Now it's tilted into solidly red. Unless the illegal immigrant Haitian plane flights continue. Look at Springfield, for example. The big story there is not the cats, the dogs, the geese, but the fact that Springfield, without the Haitians, votes about 60% Republican, about 40% Democrat. Now, it's only 52,000 people. When you dump 20,000 Haitians on it, should they ever get amnesty, what happens to Springfield? Springfield votes in the majority Democrat. Just barely. It'll be purple to blue. It'll change everything. Meaning, given the 40% Democrats that are already there in the voting pool, it's just enough. And it's almost as if somebody has counted this out. It's just enough on top of that to tilt Springfield, again, barely blue. You think that was an accident? They're taking Ohio back. They are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're one amnesty away from these Haitians not just being a public menace, because unfortunately most of them are illiterate in their own language, don't have a high school degree, don't speak English. They're going to be hopelessly lost for a generation or so, but they're going to rule Springfield. They are. They're being brought in to rule. When you put them with the native population of Democrats, Guess what? And folks, that's the blueprint. That's why we're seeing so many of these people dumped, specifically in red states or states that could be red with a little help from the Democrats' friends. Coming up in just a sec, Elon Musk's frantic warning about this entire situation. But first, I want to thank the folks at PhD Weight Loss for the 29 pounds that I lost, but for the now 21 months I've kept it off. I'm headed toward 2 years, folks. I've never been the same size for 2 years in a row. It'll be a huge landmark in my life. Do you find yourself being all different kinds of sizes, up, down, all around, can't stabilize your weight? You need to try this program, especially because there's no doctor's prescriptions, there's no side effects, it's all natural, and they teach you to do it for life. Even better, the maintenance fees goes for life. You can always come back in if you're having problems, meeting obstacles, and they'll update you. So find them online. Yeah, don't commit to doing it. That's a big step. Just commit to finding out more. It really could change your life the way it's changed mine. Go to myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com and tell them Tara sent you. Now back to the podcast. Okay, here's what Elon Musk wrote about this entire situation. Very few Americans realize that if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election. Far from being a threat to democracy, he is the only one to save it. Let me explain, he writes. If even one in 20 illegals becomes citizens per year, something that the Democrats are expediting as fast as humanly possible, that would be about 2 million new legal voters in 4 years. The voting margin in the swing states is often less than 20,000 votes. That means if the Democratic, and he puts it in air quotes, party succeeds, there will be no more swing states. Bingo. They've done the math on this, folks. Elon Musk continues, moreover, the Biden-Harris administration has been flying asylum seekers who are fast-tracked to citizenship directly into swing states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Arizona. It's a surefire way to win every election. Yes, they've given them a special immigration category, which actually appears to be illegal under U.S. law, but they're doing it anyway. Guess what? It's a 5-year pathway to citizenship. Let that sink in. And he's right. It's a surefire way to win every election. He writes, America then becomes a one-party state. Democracy is over. The only elections will be the Democrat Party primaries. And he puts elections in air quotes. This already happened in California many years ago, following the 1986 amnesty. The only thing holding California back from extreme socialism and suffocating government policies is that people can leave California and still remain in America. Once the whole country is controlled by one party, there will be no escape. Everywhere in America will be like the nightmare that is downtown San Francisco. Folks, they're already counting these votes. They're already anticipating this amnesty. That is why they act like royalty, as I described in the beginning of the podcast. Have you noticed they're becoming increasingly untethered from giving a rip what the serfs think? Whether those serfs are in blue areas like Lahaina, Hawaii, or they're in blue areas like Asheville. They don't give a damn. Those are their old voters. By the way, you know what the significance is, folks? And a lot of people who don't live in the region would know this. Of Joe Biden saying there will be no more aid for the people in quote unquote Asheville. What actually just happened with that storm, Asheville is being used across the country as a euphemism. It was actually most of Western North Carolina that was wiped out. So it went from about Hendersonville, which is red and just got flooding, all the way up to Boone. Boone is 2 hours north of Asheville, and it all got flooded. A lot of those towns completely destroyed. Chimney Rock knocked out. Why is that significant? Well, look, yes, the left will lose votes if Asheville can't vote. And folks, they're in such a mess right now. The mayor's saying he doesn't even know when there'll be drinkable water again. Okay. So yes, they'll lose the left-wing votes in Buncombe County and Asheville, but all of the rest of the counties around there, it's about 12 of them, make North Carolina red. If they don't vote in significant numbers, and a lot of them like Chimney Rock and Lake Lure have been almost, you know, wiped off the map. If they don't vote, folks, don't be surprised if North Carolina goes blue, or if they don't vote in the numbers they should, because they literally don't have, I mean, they're going to be rebuilding the electric grid out there. That's a disaster. So when you see the Democrats not wanting to pay attention to this, the media doing their best to black it out. Kamala and Joe ignoring it. They want it to go away because they don't want to fix it. Again, we're hearing news of towns that are 20 minutes from Asheville, 13 minutes from Asheville, again, all the way up to Boone, 2 hours away, wiped out or largely wiped out. And I mean, I'm talking roads washed away, parts of I-40 gone. It's really nuts. But that's the calculation you're seeing with the Democrats. They don't want any attention paid to Asheville. They want it to be like with Lahaina, where nobody paid attention and soon nobody talked about these people's struggle anymore because they don't want them going and voting. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is sending out personnel to North Carolina and Tennessee to help them with Hurricane Helene recovery. So, I mean, look, he's doing more than our own current president and vice president. That's not an accident. Finally, want to end with this epic rant by Greg Gutfeld on how the media virtually blacked out or did their best to black out the 13,000 murderers and 15,000 rapists and sex offenders dumped on America. You know, my husband and I had to have a conversation with our daughter this weekend and just tell her, look, the era that your mom grew up in as a woman where you could put your yoga pants on, go to the store, be talking on the phone as you walk in, not look to your right, not look to your left, not have any situational awareness because you lived in America and you were safe. That world's gone. That world is gone for women. Because again, as I said earlier, 15,000? Those are the ones, the sex offenders who turned themselves into Border Patrol and were released. Guarantee you there's at least another 15,000 that didn't turn themselves in. Can you imagine the kind of pain and destruction we're talking about here? There's serial rapists in there and they escalate to murder. I mean, and I told her, I said, you don't live in that world anymore. The Democrats took it away from you. You have to have constant situational awareness. And eventually these guys are going to get the message. They can do whatever they want to American women. That's coming, folks. So here's Greg Gutfeld talking about the media blacking out this situation of almost 30,000 sex offenders and murderers unleashed, let go in America. And it didn't have to happen. In this, Gutfeld's talking to the Democrats in his audience. He actually has quite a few Democrat viewers.
In the real world, she would be toast. And I don't like getting riled up for no reason because this story is so unbelievable. I wanted to see if it was reported elsewhere. You know, it couldn't find it on MSNBC, CNN, Drudge. You have the release of hundreds of thousands of foreign criminals, like they emptied the jails, raped thousands of rapists, thousands of murderers. And on the pages of all of these networks, the death of Maggie Smith, which is sad, great actress, Lana Del Rey's marriage, P. Diddy rumors, but nothing about what is easily one of the most big, probably the biggest crime story I've ever seen. So we know that Democrats watch this show. Some of them hate watching. But if you're watching this, the media doesn't want you to know this information. They don't want it to reach you. They would rather you die or be raped than Trump be right or find out the truth. So you can hate Fox all you want. You can hate Trump all you want. You can hate me. But you can't hate yourself and your family so much that you're going to ignore a story that puts them in danger. Now, even if these numbers are off by 50%, please, I think that the fact checkers should fact check it. You know, tell us, no, it's not 16,000 rapists. It's only 8,000. It's only 7,000 murders. Cool. I'm glad you're okay with that. I'm glad. I'll take your fact check. But anybody who defends this or says it's not that big a deal is complicit and they should be held accountable. Every victim of every crime by the people that are in here that we haven't vilified, who are actual villains, you need to file a class action suit against this government. You know, these bastards were more offended by stories of cats being eaten than real stories reported here of actual rape and murder. And if you ask why those other stories existed, it was the only way to get these a-holes in the media to even look at this story. They can only see immigration as a gotcha moment for political gain. There are actually people that are dying. This is a huge story. Where is it?
Yeah. Terrace or Vacious. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.